Welcome to Eden and Amadeus, the show after the show podcast.
We're doing another round of some Trivia Nation trivia. Trivia Nation is the company that has trivia games across the state, and they play the same questions at all of their various locations, and we have the questions for tonight's trivia. We're not going to release this podcast, of course, until tomorrow, so we're not giving anybody any answers.
Do you think Trivia Nation would mind if we stole that name for our podcast?
I do think they'd mind, actually. but I like the idea.
Eden and Amadeus, Trivia Nation.
Well, we could collab, though. We could certainly collab. So, okay, let's get right into it. I want you to know that even though I have the questions and answers in front of me, I'm doing it on a PowerPoint presentation, so I can't see these answers. I don't have any more of an advantage than you do.
And can I give a disclaimer that my brain right now is completely jumbled with just work and play, and I just am tired. So I'm going to do my best, but I don't think I'm going to do well today.
Okay, disclaimer has been heard.
Okay.
All right. I'm not giving you any breaks, but we're on a team right now. We're a team, and I can't have you be a weakling.
Okay.
You're going to have to step it up. Drink a swig of something. All right, here we go. So you play along with us, and here are our first three categories. They are hair, weapons, and sleep.
Hair?
Hair, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to do good on this.
Hair. Here's the hair question. Lennox Lewis, Lenny Kravitz, and Bob Marley all sported what fearsome long-haired style?
I mean, we're talking about dreadlocks, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I guess fearsome has to do with dreading. If you fear something, you dread it.
Oh, dread. I see.
Dreadlocks. Okay.
The dreaded dreads.
All right. And give it about 5-10 seconds before answering. That way everybody playing along has a second, too. Named for the French town of its origins, what steel weapon is attached to a gun's muzzle for hand-to-hand combat? I'll read that again. Named for the French town of its origins, what steel weapon is attached to a gun's muzzle for hand-to-hand combat? Tick, tick, tick. Do you know?
I cannot. I told you, my brain is just like...
Do you think it's a bayonet?
Bayonet, 100%. It is a bayonet. But you didn't give 5 to 10 seconds, by the way. But all I could think of was guillotine, and I couldn't get guillotine out of my head to get to bayonet.
By the way, me rereading the question is the 10 seconds I'm given. I mean, that's plenty of time for people to shout it out in the car.
Bayonet.
Phase of sleep, REM, is short for what three-word term?
All right, let me know when I can
answer. I'm
going to
read it again. A phase of sleep, REM, is short for what three-letter term? Okay.
Rapid eye movement.
Good.
Which I have not had any in about 36 to 48 hours.
You could really use some.
Yes.
You could really use some. Are you ready for your next three categories?
Yes.
How are you guys doing playing along? How are you doing? Shout it out.
We're okay.
We're good. Nautical terms, science, and deniles? I don't know if that's a typo. Deniles? I don't know. We'll find out when we get to the question.
Is it Daniels?
Maybe it is going to be Daniels, and it's just a typo.
Okay.
I won't know yet. See, I'm purposely not going ahead because it'll give me the answer. So I don't know. Coming from Old Saxon for to lift or carry, what word referring to raising an anchor has nothing to do with how heavy it is? All right. So coming from Old Saxon, you know how you sometimes like will revert into speaking in Old Saxon? To lift or carry, what word referring to raising an anchor has nothing to do with how heavy it is.
Is it hoist?
Let's find out. It's weigh.
Weigh. Oh, anchors away.
Is that what it is? Weigh?
I guess.
I thought that was when you threw it out there.
That's what I thought too.
I don't know. Weigh. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're not gonna do any research.
And I only said hoist because isn't it hoist the sails?
It is.
So I had that nautical term in my head like I had guillotine earlier and could not get it out.
I think I know this one. Ascorbic acid is better known as which lettered vitamin? Once again, it's ascorbic acid is better known as which lettered vitamin?
Is it A? I have no idea.
I think it's C because I think ascorbic acid has to do with citrus fruit, doesn't it?
Okay, let's do it. I have no idea.
It's C.
Okay. By the way, you went to college. I did not.
And by the way, you were right. It is Daniel, because now I'm on the question.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking, and it says, which Daniel appears in the 2011 film Cowboys and Aliens? Once again, the question is, what Daniel appears in the 2011 film Cowboys and Aliens?
You know the answer?
I don't, do you?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Daniel Craig, I believe.
That is correct.
Yes. That was a great movie, by the way.
It was?
Yes.
Should I see that movie?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. So
is it? It should be. It sounds campy.
It's sci-fi and campy, but fun. It kind of got panned, but I really loved it a lot.
A good cowboy alien mix.
Yeah.
There was a show called Briscoe County that used to be on that was really
that
fun.
Show.
And I loved it. And it had that whole sci-fi element too. It was really campy.
Yeah.
And it was a Western.
I think Cowboys and Aliens was based on a comic, if I'm not mistaken. So it's one of those movies.
All right, let's do a couple more categories. Sports, music, and world history. Sports. Making recent headlines, who is the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines football team that was recently suspended for 3 games? Oh, I should know this, and I don't. I mean, my son and my husband will be like, what? I'm going to say it one more time. Making recent headlines, who is the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines football team that was recently suspended for 3 games? Yes, they're going to give me a hard time because we just had a full conversation about Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, okay. And I am not a sports person. If you listen to this show any at all, you'll know. I know nothing about sports.
I'm not a sports person other than through osmosis through them.
Right.
But Jim Harbaugh used to be the quarterback for the Colts, Indianapolis Colts.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so I knew that, and I was talking about him the other day, and my son said, that's what you know about him? What about the whole cheating scandal? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
And I don't have a son or husband to get osmosis through, so I'm completely in the dark.
You can have second degree osmosis. All right, there's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out of the dark. Our opening lyrics from what 2010 Adele song?
Oh, wow. Adele.
I'll have to think this one through. There's a fire starting in my heart.
Oh, I know this.
There's
one.
A fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever, bringing me out of the dark. Is it Rolling in the Deep?
Yes, Rolling in the Deep.
Is it Rolling in the Deep?
It is Rolling in the Deep. 100%.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, yay. We noodled that one out.
All
right,
noodles.
Round three. In 1240, Batu Khan, leader of what people, sacked and burned Kiev? 1240 was the year.
1240.
Batu Khan, leader of what people, sacked and burned Kiev?
Was it the same people that Genghis Khan belonged to?
Oh, gosh. Do you want me to do a deep dive?
And I'm not sure.
Yes.
Is it the Mongolians?
It's Mongols.
Woo, baby.
Yay. All right, we're at the halftime question now, and then we're going to call it because I think that's enough for your poor little brain. So I'm going to give you a halftime question. The way this works with Trivia Nation is you get 2 points for every correct answer. So the question will have 4 answers, and you get 2 points for each one. In any order, name any 4 of the 6 most recent best Oscar winners whose first name begins with the letter J. All right, so in any order, name any 4 of the 6 most recent best Oscar winners whose first names begin with the letter J.
Best actor?
Best actor. Now, I'm going to assume that's male, right? Because actress, they do actress and actor. Okay, so J, who has won Oscars?
Gosh, I am like, it's one of those things. Did Javier Bardem win a best actor?
Sure, why not? How about Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, he definitely had to have had one.
Because for the Joker, right?
Yeah, for the Joker.
And also, did he win for Johnny Cash, too?
No.
Oh,
he did not.
Let's see. What else? J. John. Jacob.
Jingleheimer.
Jeremy. Schmidt. Jeremiah. Jose.
Most recent. Did Jack Nicholson win one?
Let's put him down and, if we don't think of anything.
Yeah.
This is how it works when you play team trivia. Everybody starts calling things out and then you narrow it down.
I feel like there's going to be some and we're going to be like, oh my God,
somebody's screaming right now at their speaker. Jordan, Jonathan. Oh my goodness.
Jim
Caviezel. No, All right, I'm going to cheat a little bit and peek and see if I can bring you along.
Okay.
How about that? Okay, let's see. Oh, my gosh. Jack Nicholson, by the way, yes, we're going to count that.
Okay.
All right, I want you to think about, I'm not sure which, this was 2004. So this, we're going all the way back to 97, just so you know.
Okay.
So if that helps.
And that was Jack Nicholson?
That was Jack Nicholson. So in 2004, it was a J.
Mm-hmm.
And mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Like a name everybody, household name.
It's like a John something?
It's not John.
Jim?
Not Jim. Mm. J, second letter is A.
J.
Third letter is M.
J. Cutler. James?
Third letter is, fourth letter is I.
Jamie. Lee Kurt, no.
Jamie.
I don't know.
Ray.
Oh, Jamie Foxx. Oh, my gosh, of course.
2004 was Jamie Foxx. And then Jean Desjardins. I don't know who that is. That's 2011. Who was that?
I want to say, was that that silent movie?
Oh, yeah, maybe so. The artist?
Yeah, the artist.
Jeff Bridges in 2009. I wonder.
I would have never gotten him. 2009. Jeff. Oh, Jeff Bridges.
Oh. Was that one with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Is that the one where he was like a country music singer?
Oh, Jeff Bridges. Oh, maybe so.
I think so.
I guess we should have looked that up because now trivia hounds want to know. So I'm going to look those up. Talk amongst yourself.
Okay, so you're looking up Jeff Bridges. I think there was a movie where he played a country music singer.
Okay.
And I want to say he may have been battling something like a disease.
Crazy Heart. Yeah.
Crazy Heart. Yes. Yeah.
Good. And the other one was
Jean Desjardins.
And he won for... let's see. What did he win an Oscar for? I wonder.
I was thinking that was
The Artist.
The Artist. Okay. Yeah.
The
perfect.
Artist. All right. So, you know, no harm, no foul. We weren't playing for real, but I think we would do okay.
What's that guy's name? His last name is Depardieu. Is it Gerard Depardieu? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That starts with a G, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Yeah. Okay.
Put that back in the cranium for the next time that there's one with. Jeez.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anyway, if you are in Florida, you can check out TriviaNation.com for a Trivia Nation show. And in the meantime, of course, you can listen to us weekday mornings at 99.9GatorCountry.com. We stream, and we also play the Battle of the Sexes every weekday morning at 7:30 and share those with you on this very same podcast. Do all the things. Like, subscribe, follow. Peace.
Bye.